Roger Stone worked on Richard Nixon's 1972 presidential campaign, and I had to ask him about that president. Like Stone, one of the more polarizing figures in American politics, Stone likes to point out that Nixon, despite his historical reputation, had some amazing achievements. I mean, everyone knows about China and the EPA, but those were just the beginning.
He launched the war on cancer. He desegregated the public schools. It wasn't Lyndon Johnson, wasn't John Kennedy, it was Richard Nixon. He appointed more African Americans to federal office than John Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson combined. He gave us the 18-year-old vote. He ended the military draft. He ended the war in Vietnam.
As for the man himself?
He played the clarinet, the saxophone, the violin, the piano, and the accordion, yet he could not read music.
I bring this up as an example of Stone's longstanding access and intimate association with the movers and shakers, going back decades. Despite his connections, he was tried, convicted, and then pardoned on 7 felonies related to Richard Mueller's investigation into the campaign of 2016. But Stone tells me Mueller's own report exonerates him entirely.
My favorite part, the final long-redacted, long-hidden section of the report on Roger Stone, released only by court order on November 3rd, 2020, in which he admits that he could never find, quote, any factual evidence, close quote, that Roger Stone was involved in Russian collusion, WikiLeaks collaboration, or the phishing and publication of John Podesta's emails. Consequently, since I was charged with lying to Congress, what was it I had to lie about? What had been my motive to lie? Lied about nothing.
He tells me he did appear before the January 6th committee. He cooperated and took their questions, but he didn't answer them. He took the Fifth.
Not because I've done anything wrong. Not because I know anything. Indeed, I wasn't there at the Ellipse. I didn't march the Capitol. I wasn't at the Capitol.
Moreover, he does not support those who stormed the Capitol building that day.
I thought breaking into the Capitol was stupidity, was counterproductive. I'm not for violence or lawlessness. I've made my whole life around democratic elections, fair, transparent, democratic elections. I've lost some. I've won some, but I've always abided by the results.
Tomorrow morning, we'll explore why Stone is backing the grassroots insurgency of Jackson Lawmyer, and specifically, why he thinks the Tulsa businessman and pastor can not only win that Republican primary in June, but will win.
I have seen scientific poll data, dispassionate, unbiased poll data, that shows that when the voters in this state are aware of Lankford's record on the elections or on amnesty, or on the appointment of Merrick Garland, or a number of other issues that they're going to learn about in the course of the campaign, that he drops below 50%.
If you'd like a little preview, you can check out our website or the KRMG app to hear the entire conversation. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.